We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Is anybody following this Gwyneth Paltrow ski courtroom drama?
I've seen she's been trending on social media, yeah, but I have no idea what's going on.
Gwyneth Paltrow is being sued by someone who says she ran into him on a ski slope. This is several years ago. And he didn't know it was Gwyneth Paltrow. He has since suffered brain damage. He was a periodontist or something. And he's suing her originally for $3 million. And the judge said it could only be like $300,000. So he's suing for $300,000. But she's on the stand. This has been televised for like 3 days. I haven't watched any of it. I've watched the recaps on like Inside Edition. She says, not only did she not run into him, he ran into her, found out it was Gwyneth Paltrow, and is trying to get a payday. Mm-hmm. So she's countersuing him for $1 and lawyer's fees. And so, but I haven't watched any of it, but you mentioned skiing, and then O.J. Simpson weighed in today on Twitter and talked about how in a lot of situations, it could be anyone's fault. I mean, it was. I couldn't believe what I was watching.
Come on, Juice.
And he talked about, he mentions Nicole, which makes my skin crawl. Talked about visiting those particular ski slopes with Nicole. And so he's like, I don't know what's happening with, I mean, like now he's gone off the deep end. But I was curious if anybody is watching this Gwyneth Paltrow trial.
No, and now, like you said, I've seen the pictures. They're memeing her now, different things.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I never looked into why they're memeing her. But it's, you know, it's so, it. I hate it that this happens. This is, what's his name in Friday? My neck and my back.
Right.
You know how much you get for a slip and fall in the snow?
Right.
People look at people and say, hey, this is a money grab. I hate that.
But you don't know. There's no video of this, apparently. The first thing on Earth since 2000 where there's no video.
Huck, have you I go skiing every year in Minnesota, so I know the layout of a ski resort.
Right.
You get me 4,000 feet up in the air?
Well, that's impossible. You're in Minnesota.
You get me halfway up that ski slope and something happens, it never happened.
I'm kind of with you. It's like fair game out there, right? It's almost like a dodgeball game.
It's kind of what O.J. was saying. I don't want to give any credence to what he was saying. It's kind of what O.J. was.
Let's make a rule. No referencing O.J. on this show. First rule in 10, 9 years, whatever it is. No O.J. cosigns.
But where does it end? Like, I'm playing a pickup game at the J?
Exactly what O.J. was saying. I'm just kidding. All right, go ahead. Let me get the headlines. I'm sorry. If anybody's been watching the Paltrow trial, we'll ask Paul Severino.
Listen, don't try to sue me. Your ass is wasting time.
And you're not going to countersue him for $1.
No, Jack.
He's going for the mother load.
I'm taking the fee.
Dude, was at Plato's Closet today.
I get funny looks at Plato's Closet.
I can't imagine Ryan Clark walking into Plato's Closet.
Nope.
I can't imagine Zach Thomas walking into Plato's Closet.
They're not financially sound as I am.
Or maybe the opposite.
I wasted up some money.
The Heat, Knicks, 7:30 p.m. tonight. Again, they're half game back of Brooklyn.
That's what O.J. was saying. He didn't mention that.
No, this OJ, maybe.
Never mind.
The Nets, they host the Rockets tonight as well. MLB opening day tomorrow, Marlins Mets, 4:10 p.m. First pitch.
Yep, very cool. Very cool.
A reminder of your Final Four schedule, FAU versus San Diego State, 6 p.m., 9 p.m., UM versus UConn. That game will be on FM 104.3, The Shark, on Saturday.
Yes. If you want to listen to Joe Zagacki on the call, and by the way, we're sending out Danny Hollywood Rabinowitz as well to do the pregame and postgame from Houston. But if you want to listen to Joe Zagacki, it will be on 104.3, The Shark, on Saturday. Pregame begins at 8 p.m., tip-off 8:49. Wanted to put it on a station that can reach the most potential listeners. FM in the evening has much greater reach and penetration than AM. So if you want to listen to it, because I think we have a Heat game on 560, right, on Saturday night?
Everybody's playing. The Panthers are playing. The Inter-Miami is playing. There is a Heat game that night as well.
But if you want to hear the Canes' Final Four game, 104.3 FM, The Shark.
Finally, guys, I've been waiting to get to this story. Hawk, you're going to love this. A new poll from dating.com found it's a great time to be short and bald.
Oh?
A third of people currently looking for a man said that being bald and under 5'7", that's you.
I'm definitely not under 5'7".
Would have no impact. I don't know about that.
I will put my paycheck up against yours.
Would have no impact on their decision to date them. I mean, that's a win-win for me, to be quite honest. But
Well, it's not if you lose your paycheck. I don't think he knows what a win-win is.
So, you losing a bet and your money's a win as well.
Right, but if you lose slight chance I win, I mean, I get Hawk's paycheck.
Right,
I mean,
but that's a win-win for me. Well, that's not, though. Like, a slight chance that you win is not a win-win because you could lose.
I'm not so certain you know
actually,
that the full
extent.
There's a
better chance you lose because it's a slight chance you win.
Right, but, I mean, Hawk makes a lot more than me. Just the chance is
right,
is a win-win.
But I know that I'm over 5'7". You think I'm 5'6"?
5'6.5", maybe.
I see what it's, the risk reward is better on the reward side.
Well, it's not. I mean, I'm aware of my height. I wouldn't offer up my paycheck.
Oh, yeah. I'm on your side. I'm doubling down with him, but I like this bit.
But everybody thinks they're, like, I think I'm 6 foot, but really I'm like 5'9¾", closer to 5'11". But you're probably like 5'6.5", maybe.
All right. You want to make the bet?
Make the bet. Shoes off?
And shoes off,
and
obviously,
socks.
And I've got no hair that's going to add to it, so.
Socks off, too.
Shoes and socks off.
Yeah.
I'm going to take his socks off? That's just nasty.
This guy snaps me his feet all the time.
You must like him now, requesting his socks off.
I like to lay out at the pool, show my feet.
That's my biggest pet peeve on social media.
I know it is, but I don't do it on social media. I just snap it to him.
Because I was going to say, I would have been and said something if you were sending me pictures of your feet. That's disgusting. You know I get after it. You know me and Asia go, we enjoy
like
each other. We're not, like, feet are a nasty part of the body.
A lot of people disagree with that.
Feet are nasty.
A lot of people disagree. A lot of people love feet.
They touch the ground all the time. Yeah. You leave them in socks and shoes all day. Yeah. Now I'm going to put them in my mouth.
Yeah. A lot of people love that.
I don't have a problem with feet. Just
I'm not
hocks.
A feet guy.
But if I was measuring myself for height, he doesn't have to put my feet in his mouth. That's what OJ said.
I need the rules to this game we're playing.
I don't know what that means.
Now there's feet in people's mouths.
Anybody text in about Gwyneth Paltrow?
This happens all the time. Most people just pay.
No, most people just pay. You're 100% correct. It's not worth the hassle.
Because I don't know what Gwyneth has, but I'm sure she has 300 grand.
She has millions. She's got that Goop product line. Like, she is multi-millionaire. And you avoid having to sit there in the witness stand with this whole thing being broadcast. It's a big pain in the ass, which leads me to believe that she didn't do it.
She's innocent. And this, all the money she's spending, she'd rather spend the money to prove herself right.
Right.
and to just morally than to give the guy $300,000.
But I haven't watched it, so I don't. I honestly don't know.
What's she most known for? Like, what movie? Because I'm looking at her.
Well, she's got a healthcare line now that has blown up. Like, it's a billion-dollar company.
But
now.
She's an actress,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
She's known for being an actress.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
What, like, is there a movie that stands out to you that?
I would have to look at her IMDb.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Shallow Hal. It's a
banger. Oh, yeah. It was kind of cute.
Shakespeare in Love.
Yeah, she's like a goofball.
Yeah.
Like Cameron Diaz-ish.
She is Cameron Diaz, yeah. 100%.
Shallow Hal was kind of cute.
I hate Jack Black.
So do I.
Yeah.
But he was great in Shallow Hal. Shallow Hal and School of Rock, two all-time bangers.
No, nope. Garbage.
School of Rock, garbage?
Garbage.
Terrible.
Ask
fact,
Paul Savarino.
In
I
fact,
bet you he loves
he
it.
Almost, Jack Black almost ruined Tropic Thunder, which is a great movie. His character was the worst. He almost ruins Jumanji.
Mm-hmm.
Fun movie. He's the worst.
Especially when he was the girl.
Oh,
the number second one.
The worst.
Oh, he's bad.
School of Rock, the all-time banger. You guys are wrong on that.
All right, we got to get to Paul Savarino. Anything else?
Perfect Murder. It's a good movie.
That's what OJ was saying.
I can't mess with you.
Oh, somebody points out, of course you hate feet. You have ass on your foot. That
has
now,
nothing
I,
to do
no,
with my,
of course it has
no,
something
has nothing
to, do
to do
with it.
To look at a
stop it.
A romantic situation. A candle lit.
Because
music
you have
playing
butt
low.
Foot.
Give me that pinky toe.
Because you have a faulty view of what a foot is.
No, I don't.
Yes, you
I actually
do.
Like butt. I'm a booty guy.
All right.
Then go, hey, you like the
moving on. Moving on. We're moving on.
It's foot PTSD.
I have nothing against feet.
I'm sure Asia does. I mean,
oh,
yeah. Good
goodness.
God. If she ever saw that thing in the heat of action.
When we,
no, we don't need to know. We don't
no,
need
no,
to,
no.
We
no.
don't need to know.
When we, you know, if you're sitting in a hot tub, I'm not a little dude. So you usually sit like foot to foot. I mean,
yeah.
Or foot to head, head to foot. To sit down and
be looking at each other.
Like to look at each other. Asia hates it because now my feet are
ooh.
Touching her.
Yeah, disgusting.
So now we got to pile up hip to hip in the little hot tub,
right.
And I'm a big dude, and it's just, it's very uncomfortable.
And you're at a Marriott Bonvoy, so
Bonvoy.
There's probably two kids sitting across from you that then end up with your foot in their face.
Hey, Jack, go turn that little knob and turn the bubbles back on. Do you ever tell people to go turn the bubbles back on?
No. If you want the bubbles back on, you got to push the
bro,
button.
I'll ask the youngest person in the hot tub every time. We were just at Gulfstream.
I don't like getting in the hot tub when there's kids in there.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I like talking to them about life.
That's where you hold court.
Yeah.
All right. We got to get to Paul Savarino. Anything else?
Asia can't wait for that thing to fall off.
She's feeding him sweet tarts for dinner.
You know what's going to happen when I get diabetes? They're going to take the good foot.
Right, you're going to be left with one butt foot.
The butt foot's going to be my strong one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.